Maybe you can't be in Rome for the 1960 Olympic Games, but you can follow the exciting competitions on WRC Radio. Get late reports on everything from fencing to basketball, from swimming to yachting. Hear Olympic coverage at 5:10, 5:55, and 8:30 p.m. on WRC and WRC-FM, NBC in Washington.
This is the Joy Boys Show. That's Ed Walker.
That's Willard Scott. This is Monday evening again, and we have Arthur Page and Bobby Shenton, our engineers, as usual.
Bobby, are you in there? Arthur, are you in there?
Big nothing.
Thank you very much. To keep this program on its toes and, of course, to bring you, our listeners, every possible service, the Joy Boys have hired a safety expert, Mr. Rex Squad, who's going to come in every other day or so and give us a safety message. Rex, would you come on in here now?
Certainly.
Rex, what happened, fella?
Well, somebody told me that you washed the control room window over the weekend. I think I broke my nose.
That's too bad, Rex. Let me help you out.
I pulled my proboscis, as they say in the trade.
That's too bad, Rex. We're sorry. This is being your debut on the show and all that.
That's smart, I'll tell you.
Well, he wrecked the glass panel in the control room, too.
Who cares about that? It's my nose. I won't be able to enjoy
life.
Don't
you normally use a door when you come into a room?
Certainly, but I just didn't realize that with the glass is so clean, I thought it was just the opening there, and I was going to walk right through, you know?
All right. Well, Rex, you have a safety message for us today.
Oh, yes. My safety message for this evening, no matter where you travel, in New York or South Dakota, when you travel in your car, you got to start your motor. Thank you very much, and good evening, Fred.
Thank you, Rex. That's fine. We'll be checking with our safety expert again from time to time, so keep tuned. I think it's theme time now.
The Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Good evening. What's happening there? All sorts of little voices. John, please. Little voices sneaking in. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thursday night, and Willard Scott here on the Joy Boys program. We have one of the most exciting shows lined up for you this evening. In fact, it's so tremendous that I'm not even going to tell you what's coming up. It's going to be a big surprise. Each bit will be more hilarious than the last. And so you keep your dial set right now for one of the most thrilling moments in modern-day radio listening. We have with us, again in our studio, a very charming bunch of engineers. In fact, we've added one to our number. Our strength is growing. Bobby Shenton in recording. I think he's been hanging around with John Hickman a little too long. And Arthur Page, of course, the regular engineer. His voice is getting a little higher, too, over there. And there's Arthur Hallam.
How do you do, Ryan?
Arthur, thank you. And there's a new guy here, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Kirkham, and he's from television. And
I used to be in Ohio. I worked for a big 50,000 water out there. It's a Midwest giant. But then we were lost in a trade with NBC and another big concern, you know.
Paul, we don't care to discuss politics or the business on this show.
Well, it was quite a very interesting story, you see. This 50,000 water that was an NBC O and O was all traded, see.
Paul, if you excuse us, we'd just as soon not talk about that now.
Later?
No, no, no. We have an award on the program, gentlemen. You'll all be glad to hear this. The Tree Pruners Union, local number 765, have just voted the Joy Boys the shadiest show in radio. John is emotionally disturbed this evening, and I think that was a little too much for his little system here before cracker and milk time. Coming up on our program, as I said before, a very exciting program, so we hope that everything's going to work out fine here. I don't... Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Kids, wait a minute. Now, hold it. Get him. No, kids, not today. Get out of here, would you, please? Yes. Kids are here for the Jack Parr Show, and Jack has already recorded the show, and he's flown back to New York by now. I don't understand. We have so many things. I wish those kids knew that this was not the place for this show, but I guess maybe they don't understand. We'll see what we can do. That's Lester Elgart there in his big band sound. That's some good music here on the Joy Boys program.
You see, this station in Cleveland was being traded for another station in Philadelphia because RCA needed the space.
Paul, if you'll do me a favor, the people don't care about why you're here in Washington. I mean, we appreciate the fact that you're on the show.
Well, I just want to let them know that I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
We understand that, Paul, and thank you. We really appreciate it, but it's just, it's not important at this particular point in the program. This is Washington.
Well, I know that.
All right, Paul. We'll talk about it later. Okay?
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have another exciting feature for you. I think you'll enjoy in just a few minutes.
Wait.
No. Kids, the Jack Parr show has already been taped. There are no tickets. No. Will you page and get them out? Kids are here for the Jack Parr show, and they've missed it already. It's really too bad. Hello, everybody. It's time once more for Ted Crack and the original Armature Hour, the man who's given more starts to upstarts than any man in the business. And now, here he is, your genial host, the man who wants to put you on the stage, Ted Crack and the original Armature Hour.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And around and around and around she goes. And where the old wheel stops, nobody knows, except the producer, because he's rigged the show. Welcome once again to the 247,000th edition of the original Armature Hour, where this week we're going to bring some new talent before your very eyes. Last week, as you'll recall, our 95-year-old musical saw player, Joe Frampton from Hoboken, New Jersey, received 475,000 votes. He'll be back a little later on in the show. Now it's time for our first contestants, and coming out here this evening, I see two, brother and a sister. Tell me, sir, what is your name, please? Sir, right in front of the microphone.
Hello, Mr. Crack. It's certainly nice to see you and be with you again.
Yes, Mr. Crack.
I see. It's nice to have you. What is your name, please, sir?
My name is Marvin Marvin.
Marvin Marvin, and this is your sister?
This is my sister.
Myrtle Marvin.
Myrtle, say hello to the nice man.
Hello to... Say hello.
Hello to the nice man.
Fine, fine. You have me doing it now. All right, now, it says...
It's really a pleasure to be on your show, Mr. Crack.
A pleasure having you.
It's been one of my ambitions for years.
You won our...
We blew the Godfrey Talent Scout show, and we were hoping we'd get on this one pretty soon.
We get a lot of rejects, yes. I see you won the Edgewood Arsenal auditions. Our group was down there last week.
We were really big at Harper's Ferry, too. We hit the State Fair circuit, and that's part of the country.
Now tell me, sir, what are you going to do? It says you are our flamenco dancer and singer.
That's exactly right, Mr. Would you like to give our hometown a plug, Mr. Crack?
Where you are from, whereabouts? Harper's Ferry?
You got the card, didn't
you? Harper's Ferry, West Virginia is the hometown. All you folks watching down there, be sure to give us a call. The number here is Bigelow 4735296422.
Wait, excuse me, before you...
50.
Hey, Mr. Crack, we got an engagement at 12 o'clock, if you don't mind. Let's
all right, let's watch them now. The Marvin. Marvin Marvin and Myrtle Marvin, brother and sister act as they do something.
Wait a minute. I play the guitar and she sings. Let's make sure we establish
that. Okay, you play the guitar and she sings.
Right, okay.
Can I play the castanets?
Okay.
All right, let's hear from the Marvin act now.
You can call Mr. Crack at the hospital now. His number is Bigelow 4-3218. He'll be there in 10 minutes. Come on, Myrtle, let's get out of this crazy place.
You're still tuned to the Joy Boys program, coming to you in living black and white radio from the studios of NBC. I never could figure out where it was, but we're here. Here's news from Safeway for folks in the Falls Church, Virginia area. A brand new modern Safeway opens at 925 Graham Road right now at the intersection of Graham Road and Arlington Boulevard. This newest addition to Safeway's huge program of expansion, the 10th new store in 1960, opened this week. A great new store that includes all the wonderful features that make Safeway the place to shop. magic carpet doors, ration cooler cases, handy check cashing service, plenty of free parking, parcel pickup service, and many other features for your shopping convenience. Please accept our invitation to stop in this great new addition to Safeway's growing family of fine food stores. That's 925 Graham Road at the intersection of Graham Road and Arlington Boulevard in Falls Church, Virginia. Another new Safeway store opens for your convenience and shopping pleasure.
I don't have Safeways in Cleveland, Ohio.
Paul, just do what you're supposed to and don't ad-lib.
Brazil, man, it's old in Brazil.
That's Frank Sinatra and a very, very large recording of Brazil.
You know, back in Ohio, when I was at Cleveland, I didn't rep to do sound effects. I was strictly a supervisor.
Yeah, I know, Paul. Thank you. We've heard all about the Cleveland operation.
It was a very big station. You've only got 5,000 watts here. We had 50 up there.
What I say, Bobby, if you like it so much, let me go back.
Yeah, let me go back.
Yeah, okay, forget it. Paul, just settle down. Enjoy the show.
My true story. Today and every day, Monday through Friday, a complete story about people and their problems. Adapted from material supplied by True Story Magazine.
Now, today the story of Claudius Fink and how he had problems with his mother-in-law and his young wife. Claudius, just in his 20s, had only been married for 3 years, already beset by problems from all sides. But here to tell his own true story, stepping up to our microphone, is Claudius Fink.
Ah!
Claudius, you missed the third...
Tripped over that mic cable.
Yeah. Would you... Yeah, let me help you out.
Thanks. Thank you.
Very well, Claudius. Now, your marriage was not one of the happier ones, was it?
No, Mr. Hurlihan.
He.
We were beset by problems, only having been married for 3 years. What was that?
I was the man ringing the doorbell.
Not yet. Wait till we get to the part where he's
ringing the doorbell. All right. Okay.
My story, you do want to hear my story, don't you?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Tell the story, Claudius.
My story begins.
Claudius, what happened that morning when the doorbell rang?
Well, I guess what I'm trying to...
No. Wait till he says doorbell.
I'm trying to tell a story. Pepper Young.
Claudius.
Yes. It was 3:30 in the middle of the night. I was in a deep sleep, having worked for 48 hours on a scientific experiment.
This was all going?
No, not yet. And it was unusual for me to be working that long on a scientific experiment.
Man, you're going to overtime if the doorbell don't ring pretty soon. I'm union.
Since I work in a government office. Anyway, I was aroused from a deep sleep by the doorbell. Now! Bleary-eyed, I went to the door.
Telegram for Mr. Fink.
Here, boy. Thank you. I read the telegram. It was from my wife. My wife started the telegram by saying, "Dear Fink." Now, right away, I realized that my wife's affections for me were waning, but I never realized that they had gone this far.
Claudius, what about your mother-in-law? Was she on the scene to be found anywhere?
No, she had skipped off to Las Vegas with a Sharpie who was working the roulette tables at one of the big night spots.
A pit man, Claudius.
Yes, and I could not find her to find out what had happened to my wife. So I was distraught with misery.
Pepper.
Oh,
I mean, Claudius.
I went to great lengths to try to get my wife to come home to me, but to no avail.
I see, and that's the story. We'll have Claudius Fink step up to our microphone again in just a few seconds to tell us the outcome of his true story. Claudius, would you...
Did you move that sound equipment?
No, we did the doorbell at the end of the beginning of the show. Now, Claudius, would you tell us about how the happy outcome of your true story came about?
No.
What do you mean, buddy?
Well, it wasn't a happy outcome, Mr. Hurlihoe. First of all, my wife heard the story as we dramatized on the air.
I see.
She was thoroughly disgraced with her women friends in the sewing circle.
That's too bad, Claudius.
My boss thought it was not in good taste for me to come up here and bare my soul in front of 80 million people, so he fired me.
That's terrible.
My mother-in-law lost all her money in Las Vegas, and she's freeloading from me now. So as you can tell, this was the biggest mistake of my life, ever coming up on this crummy program. As a matter of fact, I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
Wait a minute. Just a second, please. Hello. Yes. Yes, I will. Thank you. Yes.
Well,
Claudius, that's too bad. You have one other problem.
What's that?
That was the union calling.
What do they want?
For being...
You mean they want me to join?
For being on this program, Claudius, you owe them $185.
Come on, I told you I was going to poke you in the mouth. Tune in tomorrow and hear his true story.
And that's another exciting feature on our Joy Boys today, my true story.
I used to run that show out of Cleveland, Ohio.
Forget it, Paul. The season's happiest movie, it started in Naples, now playing at the Ontario Theatre, filmed on the picturesque Isle of Capri. It started in Naples, the story of a tough American, Clark Gable, and the Italian singer, Sophia Loren, and a 9-year-old rascal with talking ways. You'll be hearing him another 3 minutes on the network. It started in Naples, actually a visit to the Bay of Naples and the Blue Grotto of Capri. See, it started in Naples. Tomorrow, today, and every day this week, 17th and Columbia Road, the Ontario Theatre Northwest.
And now, great moments in history.
Time now for Great Moments in History, the facts and true story behind momentous events that have helped to shape the present-day world. And now for today's exciting true story, the story of Noah Webster and the discovery of the dictionary. Our scene is 1746 in Massachusetts. A small boy, Noah Webster, 4 years old, is in front of the fire. His mother is next to him peeling potatoes. His mother says to Noah...
What are you doing, dear?
I'm writing some words in my slate, Mama.
What a smart boy. For 4 years old, you're already writing words.
Excuse me, Mama.
Yes.
How do you spell cow?
Well, how do you think you spell it, dear?
C-A-W.
No, dear, that's caw.
Caw.
Cow is C-O-W.
C-O-W.
Yes.
Thank you, Mama.
I'm so happy that you're learning words so young, but I wish, Noah, that you wouldn't play with those two kids down the street, Funk and Wagnall. I don't think they're a good influence on you.
The years go by. Noah, now 14 years old, is in high school. His schoolmaster, Egbert, speaking.
Now remember, students, we must remember at all times when we're doing mathematical problems that you use pi to the square root of 45 times 6 to the third
power. Oh, boy!
Power,
times excuse me, teacher?
Times, what is it, Webster?
How do you spell discussion?
Discussion, my boy, is D-I-S-C-U-S-S-I-O-N. Why?
D-I-S-C-U-S-S-I-O-N. Discussion. Thank you very much.
That's all right, but I wish you wouldn't keep passing notes back and forth to Funk and Wagnall.
I'm sorry, teacher, but I'm just having fun.
The years continue to go by. Now, Noah Webster, 40 years old, married to his good wife, Sarah. We find them sitting in front of a fireplace again.
The fire is just about out, Noah. Would you go out and get some more logs, please?
Certainly. Excuse me, wife. How do you spell revolution?
Revolution.
Revolution.
R-E-V-O-L-U-T-I-O-N. Why don't you do like other husbands? Go out and cut down trees for wood for the fire. Instead, you just sit there with that slate and chalk and write these words all day long. What are you doing, Noah?
I'm sorry, wife. I've got to go down the street. We're having a little party. Funk and Wagnall and I are getting together for a little get-together.
That's the third night this week.
Sorry, I'll see you later, honey.
The years go by. The year is now 1828. Noah Webster is 72 years old. Broken in health, in spirit, and in body. We find him in the old men's home.
Hey, Mr. Webster, there's a cup of hot tea for you, sir.
Hey, thank you very much. Excuse me, boy.
Yes, sir.
How do you spell zoo?
Zoo.
Zoo, yeah.
That would be Z-O-O.
Z-O-O. Ah. It's finished at last after 45 years.
What's that, sir?
My dictionary, the first of its kind, the Webster Dictionary.
Mr. Webster.
You may have a copy of it.
Haven't you seen this? Just came in the mail. I got it this morning.
Hey, what just came in the
this
mail?
This is a pocket dictionary by two fellows named Funk and Wagnall.
What? What? Who?
Yes, Funk and Wagnall have written a dictionary.
I knew I shouldn't have been playing with those kids. My mother was right.
And that's the true story of today's great moments in history. The story of Noah Webster and how he was beaten in the game of writing a dictionary by Funk and Wagner. And that's today's exciting Joy Boys program. We want to thank Arthur Hallam.
Here.
Paul Kirkham from Cleveland.
That's Ohio.
Little Bobby Shetton. And our good friend John Huffman. This program is heard by our armed forces overseas. Don't forget, an Olympic discus thrower slips his tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
Oh.
This is Morgan Beatty bringing you news of the world. Tonight in the headlines...
This is Patty Cavan. Tune NBC Radio Tuesday at 12:15 when Jeannie Thomas, a former Miss Virginia, we'll discuss her how-to technique of winning beauty contests. She's won 35. Dr. Edna Treasure, the executive director of the D.C. Council on Aging, will also be on hand. The Patty Cavan Show, Tuesday at 12:15.
WRC, WRC, FM, Washington.
See, that ad made me hungry. Hershey bar. Looks so good in that magazine. I think I'll go on down and get a Hershey bar before the show. Wait a minute. I don't have any change. A 50-cent piece. The machine won't take it. Now, Willard will have some change. I'll go in the studio here and see if I can get some change.
Okay, Bobby, make sure you get some music cheese.
Hey, Willard.
Hi.
Listen, I'm a little hungry. I thought before I went on the air, I'd get a candy bar. You got a dime? I don't have
any change. Oh, sure, yeah. Give me your...
Machine won't take anything but dimes.
Yeah. Apparently, I got 50 cents. I got a quarter.
Yeah, me too.
And that's all I got. Oh.
Bob, have you got a dime? Maybe. No dimes? No? All right. Oh, wait a minute. Let me call.
You got 50 cents.
Let me call Willie up in the music room. Maybe he'll have a...
I thought I had a dime a minute ago because I just got some candy myself.
Yeah, well, I've been looking. I just saw this ad. Hi, Lou. Yeah, this is Ed. Listen, I want to get a candy bar. Do you have a dime I could borrow? You don't? Oh, okay. No, fine. No dime. Let's see. Who might have a...
Well, I don't know. Right? It's getting late. You better call accounting.
Oh, that's silly to call accounting.
Well, we got some dimes there, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but then they got to go into the vault and everything. And
sorry. Let's cut it down with the page.
They're going to think I'm silly. Hello, accounting? Now, listen, this is Ed Walker. I know this is kind of a strange thing, but I want to get a candy bar, and I don't have any change. Could you get me a dime? No, I'm serious, really. I'd like to have a... Yeah, and just send it down with one of the pages. Well, I know you're busy, but I'm just... Okay, fine.
At least they're a good bunch.
Well, yeah, but they thought I was kind of silly.
Good sports.
Scott, do you want a dime?
No, my partner already wants.
Yeah, I want it, Perk. Thanks.
Thank you, Perk.
Okay, fine. I guess I don't get a tip out of a dime, do I?
Not around here.
No.
The station.
Okay, thanks a lot, fellas.
Okay, Perky. Well, go get your Hershey bar, and I'll get Bob, and we'll get organized.
All right, I'll just get down here.
Okay, Bobby, get the theme all set up over here.
Oh, well, at least I got the dime now. I'm so hungry. I was thinking about that candy bar. Oh, boy. I guess I shouldn't eat chocolate before I go in the air here. Let's see. Do I want it with almonds or not? Yeah, I think I'll get it with almonds this time. That's good. Let's put the dime in here. Rings. Well, now let's see. With almonds, number 3. I'll just pull that one. Come on. Let me just bang on the machine. Come on, Al. What do you want? Come on. I've gone to all this trouble to get a dime, and I want a Hershey bar. Oh, for heaven's sake. Isn't this disgusting? You go all the way to accounting to get... Come on, machine. Give out with a dime. I'm disgusted with... I'm going to have a Hershey bar if it's the last thing I do.
The Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening to you. Hopscotching the world for headlines. And here we are again with the old Joy Boys program for this Monday evening. This is the 29th of
Well, it's the 29th of something, and here we are again with our little program. We won't mention what month, so we can every 29th of every month in the year from here on out, we'll use this show, and nobody will know the difference. Good evening, and welcome to our program. Tonight, coming up on our show, you will have a very exciting panel. Gordon Greenthumb will be here with some gardening tips. We will also interview a bird farm. You know, this is a very popular sport nowadays, and with fall not too far, fall's just around the corner.
Hello!
Hello there. It was fall saying, hello, it's just around the corner. And so anyway, the Hoof Game Farm is over here in Virginia, and we're going to interview them and a couple of birds. And that's appropriate for this show. Arthur Codfish will be along with Tony Meatball, and so it promises to be a stellar evening. Georgie Brewington is here. And John Hickman is over there on the floor, flat out. John, would you wake up? And there, of course, is the ever-popular Bobby Shetton. John has had a pretty... I mean, John... No, John... John's on the floor. Bob... John, Bob's had a pretty rough week, so things are tough. We have an award, fellas. The Musicians Union of Washington, local number 766, have just voted the Joy Boys the sourest note in radio. Wait a minute. Bobby? Yeah, I know it's a bullfrog, but where'd it come from? Your kid put it in your lunch, George? Well, where is he? He got loose in the studio. We got a loose bullfrog in our studio. He was inside your tape machine a minute ago. Well, look, we'll try to get rid of the bullfrog. I'll look under the table. Play a record.
Here, bullfrog. Here, little bullfrog.
That's an old George Gershwin song that's wonderful, done by Ray Conniff from the orchestra and the chorus. Yeah, I see him, Bob. There he is. He's the old bullfrog. He's on top of the old deck of Guy Lombardo record over there. Let me get the little bullfrog. Wait. Oh, he got away again. No, he's not on your head. It's just a piece of flypaper or something. Forget it. Look, George, play the thing and I'll go ahead. Let me see if I can. WRC Radio, in cooperation with the F.W. Bolgiani Corporation, presents Gardening with Garden Green Thumb. Gardening with Garden. Well, there'll be a new staff there. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. You ask for it. And believe me, you are out of your mind. Our WRC gardening expert, Gordon Greenthumb, with the answers to each and every question you have concerning Kill the Fee. Gardening, I'm sorry.
Well, good afternoon, Willard Scott and folks out there. This is Gordon Greenthumb with another gardening program. Now, you got me doing it, for goodness sake.
I'm sorry, it's a very bad show today.
Well, it's a beautiful Monday. You can't say this is a blue Monday, can you now?
Well, I will. Yes, it's a blue Monday.
Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I mean, just to show you that it can be sad.
Beautiful. The month of May is here, and you know what they say. April showers bring May flowers, and that's the month that I like the best.
Would you say that again, please?
April showers bring May flowers.
Gee, that's kind of pretty.
Well, I wrote it once upon a time. I've forgotten just exactly when it was, but I like that sort of prose, you see.
Well, speaking of prose, that reminds me of Rose, and I'd like to ask you a couple of questions that have been in the back of my mind. Many people are interested in the rose today, especially because it's been nominated for the American National Flower. What do you know about roses?
Roses what? I mean, I know a couple of girls named Rose, but I don't know a whole lot about them.
Well, no, I
want to know about their personal life, their habits, the way they dress, or what exactly is it?
I was talking about the horticultural Rose.
Well, Rose might not appreciate me talking about her on the radio like this.
Well, just forget the whole thing.
Happy to.
What are your comments concerning hollyhocks, lilacs, and rutabagas?
Hollyhocks, lilacs, and rutabagas. Well, I think they're all fine eating places on Miami Beach. They're all recommended by Duncan Hines, and you just can't go wrong in any of them. Believe me, I've been there to all of them myself, and I think they're just fine.
One of us.
Fine.
is not from this planet. I think we're either getting the wrong script here. You've got the wrong answer.
Well, if you ask me ridiculous questions, I just try to answer them. Don't forget, folks, Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday.
You're no mother.
And be sure to give your mother some flowers for Mother's Day. Oh, that's such a wonderful treat.
How about a belt in the back? They got those on sale, don't they?
How would you like a belt in the mouth here? If you don't I come in here to give some friendly advice to the folks. I'll let you have it one way with my spade. I think it will fix you.
Well, all right, let's just forget the whole thing. One of our listeners sent a letter in just last week and would like to know when you're going to get thrown off the air.
Well, the way things are going, anything is possible, isn't it, Charlie?
She also has a footnote here.
What?
She sent in her foot. Would you autograph it?
Oh, certainly. We'll be happy to.
Here's a pencil.
Mm-hmm. I hope that you folks have lots of fun working in the gardens this week. Believe me, it's good to be outdoors and enjoy that fresh air.
Yeah.
A lot of our engineers go along with that theory, too. Well, we'll see you next week.
This has been one of the dullest shows that I've ever been a party
to. My name isn't dullest. My name is Gardening with Gordon Zinsson.
We've been Gardening with Gordon.
Right.
And, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you'll join us again next Monday when, once again, WRC Radio also said it's Ace Gardner. You notice I didn't say the F.W. Bulgiani Corporation.
You may
cancel. Call up and cancel the show right in the middle of it. Be listening again now Monday for Gordon Greenthumb, Sustaining Gardener.
You know what? I don't even listen to my own show.
I can understand that. That's K-Star, and it's all right with me. The Joy Boys for Monday evening, and here's a word from our sponsor, Safeway. Here's news from Safeway for folks in Northeast Washington. A brand new modern Safeway opens at 801 17th Street Northeast, just a few steps off Benning Road opposite Heckinger's. This newest addition to Safeway's huge program of expansion, the 11th new store in 1960, will open this Wednesday, August 31st at 9 o'clock. A great new store that includes all the wonderful features that make Safeway the place to shop. Magic carpet doors, reach-in cooler cases, handy check cashing service, plenty of free parking, parcel pickup service, and many other features for your shopping convenience. Please accept our invitation to stop in this great new addition to Safeway's growing family of fine stores. That's 801 17th Street Northeast, just a few steps off Benning Road, opposite Heckinger's. This Wednesday, August 31st at 9 o'clock, another new Safeway store opens for your convenience and shopping pleasure. Willard Scott here on the Joy Boys. Ed Walker's on vacation. I don't believe it. There he is. He's underneath the table. I see him, Bob. Let me just... Oh, he got away. I'll get him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Willard Scott speaking to you from out of doors here in the crisp, cool December Northern Virginia air. We're broadcasting from the resident Pheasant Farm here in Northern Virginia, one of the fine pheasant shooting farms available to hunters all over this area. And we're speaking with the owner, proprietor, and head keeper of this wonderful farm, Mr. Howard Hoof.
Is it? Hiya, Phil.
Mr. Hoof?
Well, yes.
Nice to have you on the
nice
show.
Nice to have you with us this afternoon, Mr. Scott.
Scott, it's our pleasure to be here at the beautiful farm. You have a lovely farm here.
We have several hundred acres, and we're very proud of it. It's well-kept and stocked with pheasants. This is for the real sports enthusiast, the man who likes to get outdoors and really go after those birds.
More and more people are hunting the bird nowadays, aren't
they? That's right, yes.
This is a wonderful pastime for the real sports enthusiast.
Give somebody you know the bird for Christmas.
I think that's a wonderful expression of your charity.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, let's see. I have my trusty old 12-gauge here.
All right. Come with me. We'll be happy to let you take a couple of shots at the birds here.
Get behind these bushes over here.
That's right. This is a very unusual farm, as you'll see in just a moment.
All right, I've got my 12-gauger here now. What do? Release the trap and let the bird fly out of the...
Now these birds are free to roam. They're out there now.
Well, I see there's a cluster of bushes over there.
Yeah, I'll there just, could be one back
I'll
there.
I'll heave a rock over there and try to scare them out.
Okay. Look out, there goes
there
one
goes
now.
The bird. Hey, oh, son of a gun.
You missed him.
I missed him. That's too bad.
A lot worse than you think.
Terribly. So why? Why do you mean by that?
If I were you, I'd duck.
Why? I don't know. I'm not ducking.
Well, I forgot to tell you before that these pheasants are highly trained.
What do you mean?
Well, they shoot back. Oh.
Hey, that's
shot the coffee
good.
Cup right out of your hand there, didn't he?
These pheasants shot the coffee cup out of my hand.
Yeah, you see, these birds, we believe in dog-eat-dog. I mean, what's the sense of having a one-sided hunting contest? I think the poor birds should be allowed to protect themselves, so we give our birds rifle lessons.
Each bird is equipped with a rifle.
Yes, sir, and they're crack shots.
And as they come back around, if you miss them, they
get you most of the time.
Well, it's been very interesting.
You take another shot at the pheasant?
No, I think I'm going to get out of here right now.
Well, you still got time, huh?
I think I better leave here right now, because as far as I'm concerned, it's all over with the shooting. See you later.
Tetley Tinsel, the greatest name in tinsel for Christmas tree decorations, brings you Author Codfish Time. And here he is, Author the Old Icicle Codfish. You're on, Author.
Gully, how are you? How are you? How are you? Glad you're laughing, hyena. We're on the air right now. Golly, it's getting near the old time.
Right, Arthur, just about 9 more shopping days till Christmas, Arthur.
The big fat man with a little round tummy will be coming downstairs.
Well, Arthur, I live on the first floor. I won't be coming downstairs. Oh, you mean Santa Claus.
My agent, that's who I meant. Talk about Santa Claus. Gully, Tetley Tinsel is the sponsor of this air, Oliver.
Right, Oliver.
Gully, they're nice people, the Tetley Tinsel.
There they are, Oliver.
The only tea bags that make convertible tinsels when you hang them on the tea bag tree.
Absolutely, Oliver.
Hang them and paint them and forget them.
Anything you say, Oliver.
Really wonderful.
You're absolutely right, Oliver.
Gully, I sure was wonderful, wasn't I?
Yes, Oliver, you're always wonderful.
I was wonderful.
Oliver, you are right.
You know, I was just thinking about the old Christmases back on the farm.
Absolutely right, Arthur.
That's right, Arthur. I remember as kids we used to go out with our hatchets about a couple of weeks before Christmas. We'd go out and take a tramp in the woods. Us kids would take a tramp in the woods.
What,
I gave you a good
locket, or what was it, Arthur?
I gave you a good line, you blew it. He used to come by every year, the old tramp, and we'd take him for a walk in the woods. We'd stop by, we'd always pick a spruce, pick a big pine.
Mm-hmm.
We'd cut it down with our little axes and take it home and put it in the living room and fix it up for Christmas.
Do you have eggnog in Hawaii for Christmas, Arthur?
No. Used to miss it, too.
and to drink that
fire juice.
Gets you every time, Arthur.
Probably some kind of jazz we fixed all up. Foul, very foul, foul tasting. I think I do that. Well, foul tasting foul.
Absolutely, Arthur.
The foul, very foul.
Notice, Arthur, I'm agreeing with everything you say today, Arthur.
Wonderful. I notice you're agreeing with everything I say today.
Right, Arthur. Anything you say, Arthur, you can do no wrong, Arthur.
Golly, it's nice to have such loyal foul employees.
Arthur, I would like to ask you about a very delicate matter, if I may, Arthur.
Speak up, my boy, speak up.
I was just wondering, Arthur, if we're going to get our usual Christmas bonus, Arthur.
Colleen, Johnny, I'm sorry about that. Didn't you know the new rule?
What's that, Arthur?
Now that we're not on TV, we're on NBC now, Tony.
What does that stand for, Arthur?
No bonus Christmas.
You're absolutely wrong, Arthur. You've never been more wrong in your life, Arthur.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
I've been asked by the head of the cafeteria to make the following announcement. They will be serving frog legs in the NBC cafeteria tomorrow for lunch. Apparently they found our bullfrog, and he was in the engineer's lounge trying to get into the coffee clutch. Thanks to Bob Shetton and George Brewington. John Hickman picked the music. It's being heard.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase the
The night watchman hits it big as the accounting department forgets to shut the safes. Tonight on the NBC Radio Network. Next, News of the World on NBC. WRC, WRC-FM, NBC in Washington. Eastern Daylight Saving Time, 7:30.
Well, I see, brother. Oh, what's that? Oh,
we're on.
Oh, oh. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to the Joy Boys program.
Very good.
Thank you. I have a new writer in the bullpen. She wasn't Ben-Hur great last night.
Beautiful motion picture. We certainly did enjoy it.
Saw Ben-Hur last night, Eddie Gallagher, and all the older fellas over there at the
You guys, Ben and I going to here yet. We got
what do you mean, Arthur? What's the matter?
Well, one of the turntables is acting up. I think it's all tied out from the Al Ross show. And
well, something's acting up around here, because we sure are.
Just hang on a minute. I'll have it fixed up in a jiffy.
What's wrong with the turntable?
The name it man in action is working diligently.
Oh, David. What's the trouble with the turntable?
I think the belt has slipped off of the drive shaft connecting the carburetor to the fan belt.
That means absolutely nothing to me. What does that mean to the layman?
Huh? Broke.
Oh.
There you go. Let's get that.
It's a little turntable. Does it take all that noise in there to...
Not for most guys, but for me, yeah. There we go. I think that just about did it there.
Okay, Arthur. Play the theme.
Put the theme on.
Right now. Wait a minute. What on heaven's name? I've never heard such. Arthur, if you guys cannot produce any better than that, really, what's that noise? The National Guard Armory, where?
Yeah, the National Guard Armory is having a meeting upstairs. Got anybody do that day?
Oh. Hey, wait a minute. Wait, you mean the National Guard? They're meeting upstairs where? In the television? They're using the TV studio to... It sounds like they're shooting or something up there. What are they doing? Shooting gallery upstairs in the TV? We'll do the best we can. If they're using our television studio upstairs for their meeting tonight, I mean, we patriotic-minded and all that, so their business, I mean. So that's what it's got here on the Joy Boys program for this evening, the Joy Boy program. Ed Walker, my partner, is on vacation, and he's having himself a good thing out there at Ocean City with his wife, Nancy, and Russ Ward. Russ Ward's not his wife. Nancy's his wife. Russ Ward's got his wife out. Hey, fellas, would you knock it off up there? We're doing a radio show down here. What is going on with this place? Russ Ward, Maureen Higdon, Mac McGarry, all the tribe up there at Ocean City having a real wing-ding. Coming up on our program this evening, we will have Betty Snootful. Betty Crockett will be here. Also, we will have who? The Green Hornet? The Green Hornet. And also, we'll take you to a Washington... Oh, that's ridiculous. So, what's going on upstairs, anyway? We have an award here. The eraser manufacturers of Washington have just voted the Joy Boys the two biggest mistakes in radio. So, let's play a record. I'm going to go on upstairs. Something's got to be done.
We got a...
Swinging sounds here in the afternoon or evening. That's music there by Steve Lawrence, Edie Gourmet, and it's called We Got Us Music. Wait a minute. I wish, ladies and gentlemen, sorry, the National Guard Armory is meeting in the TV studio upstairs, using it this evening for their... I'll try to do all I can. I didn't think they were going to have rifle practice up there. Act One coming up immediately.
And now the makers of Cascade Candy Corn bring you the exciting adventures of the Green Hornet.
As our story opens, we find Britt Reed, Oxford, and Cato standing outside a used car lot where they're about to buy a new Black Beauty for the Green Hornet. Listen.
All right, Cato, I think this is the used beauty lot. We have to get one of those new cars. The old beauty has just about had it.
Miss our breath by nice wire wheels.
Oh, Cato, I don't want to hear any of your opinions. I've got my mind made up. I want one of those small, new, compact beauties. That's all there is to it. Those big cars, there's no place you can park them in the beehive.
I think that's a good idea. Let's hop in the car here, Reed, and see how much room there is inside. What do you say?
Mr. Oxford, car is...
Oxford, what do you think of this little car here?
I like it. I think it's going to be a fine automobile. Yes, I do.
Do you think it's too small, or...
No, I think it's just about right for the three of us. Hop in there, Reed. We'll see what happens.
All right. Cato.
Watch your foot.
Oxford, would you mind getting off my lap?
No, I'm sorry, Reed. It's a little...
Watch out for that bee, Oxford.
Oh, yes.
Oxford, please. I mean, if you're going to slap me, then get off my knee.
But, Mr. Britt, I think car is way too small for...
Please, Cato.
Okay.
I know you don't like the foreign cars. I know you don't like them. Just because you were hit by one last week and you have to have it removed Tuesday, that's no reason why not to like them.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I agree with you 100%. Now start up the car,
Cato. Mr. Oxford, one thing you sit on my
Cato.
Fortune cookies, yo. Crush all cookies all together, then.
All right,
all right Cato.
Cato.
But watch the exit there.
Mr. Britt, please listen to me, Mr. Oxford.
Just drive the car, please, Cato.
I cannot drive car.
I will get one from... Why can't you drive the car, Cato?
Because it's not power glide. I cannot shift straight stick. I don't know how to shift stick.
Cato, I always knew that you were shiftless.
But, Mr. Britt, I...
Steve Lawrence and Eddie Gourmet, and no two people have ever been so in love. A new world of knowledge for your children from Safeway, the Golden Book Illustrated Encyclopedia for Young People. 16 magnificent volumes of clear, simple text, written especially for the young reader, covering the most needed topics for child's information and for education. Profusely illustrated with over 6,000 full color pictures and maps. Up-to-the-minute data from dinosaurs to rockets. Handsomely bound with covers in full color. And you grown-ups will find this wonderful set a handy source of information, too. Safeway is offering the Golden Book Illustrated Encyclopedia for young people on an easy book-a-week purchase plan. Volume 1 is featured this week at the introductory price of only 49 cents. Volume 2 through 16, only 99 cents. That's the Golden Book Illustrated Encyclopedia. Volume 1, only 49 cents this week at Safeway. Help your child develop a love for reading through the Golden Book Encyclopedia from Safeway. This is the Joy Boy program. Tonight, Willard Scott is here. Ed Walker is still on vacation. We hope Eddie will be back with us again on Monday if no shark gets him nothing. All right?
Well, I see, Eddie. It's time once again. Come on over here. Private, would you come on in the studio, please?
Well, it's a specialist fourth class now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In case you didn't know by now, our special guest this evening has been Steve Lawrence, and he's here for one specific reason.
To get paid.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Get out of town.
And
home.
He is interested in learning some recipes, and we figured that we'd let him meet Betty Crockett this evening. So if he'll just come with us right down the hall here.
No KP duty tonight.
You know,
just
right,
Betty Crockett.
I was telling you just before that I'm very interested in finding out, you know, since we've had the baby, he's been so busy that she hasn't been able to cook dinner all the time.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I just want to see if I can pick up a couple.
Okay, well, here's the door mark experiment. If you guys will help lean on this door.
Hey, would you get some children over there?
We can. Betty Crockett's Experimental Kitchen.
Hello, Ed Dean. Hello, boys and girls, and mommies and daddies. It's awful good to see you. Betty, we have a special guest with us. I'd like you to meet a very fine singer, and he's right now in Uncle Sam's army. Here's Steve Lawrence. Oh, I appreciate it. I've been watching you ever since you were singing Martha Rambling Nose in the Briar Patch. No, no, no. I think you have me mixed up with someone else. Nice to meet you, though.
Mr. Lawrence?
I've been a fan of your recipes for a long time.
Well, thank you, Steve. And just a kidding a little bit. I've been
listening to you and your Wolf Edie sing a long time, and I think it's wonderful. Do that, yes.
Well, that's the reason Steve is here. As you know, they have a new youngster in the house, and Edie is pretty busy taking care of the baby. Isn't that right, Steve?
That's right, Ed. And I was just wondering, maybe, Miss Crockett, you could kind of give me a couple of hints about
it. Well, I'd love to, but first of all, has your kid joined the union yet? I mean,
which union is that?
Dues paid up into the union, our union.
No, I don't think you understand, Betty. Steve has to do some of the cooking now that Edie's so busy with.
Oh, I thought he wanted to get the kid on the show as a guest show.
No.
Steve would like to have a couple of recipes so that he could fix Edie a real nice dinner.
Well, I think so.
If you could make it those fast ones, you know, those instant things or, you know.
Well, Steve, and I think we got a wonderful idea. For all husbands who've just had a little new one born into the family and the wife is not feeling too good to get around and has too many other things to do, I think we can, yes.
All right. Well, what is the recipe?
Wonderful recipe.
Eat out.
Yeah, that's one attitude. Get a diner's club is what I was going to say.
I see.
Actually, there's a wonderful new thing on the market for all you husbands. I think you'll find it's real good. It's called Lobster Al Newberg. It's real good.
You mean a la Newberg.
Mm-hmm. No, I said Al Newberg.
Lobster Al Newberg.
Lobster Al Newberg.
What is this Lobster Al Newberg?
Well, it's a lobster dish. It's salad.
Who makes it?
Al Newberg makes it.
Oh, there's a guy named Al.
He's got a little delicatessen down the street, and he has carryout service, and he'll bring you some Al Newberg lobster up there anytime you want it.
And that'll take care of all of his problems.
I don't like lobster, though, Miss Crockett. I'm sorry, Ed, but,
Re-enlist for a couple more years, and I'm sure the town hall will send something over. Don't get snippy with me, bunch of young singers.
Don't feel too badly, Steve.
Don't leave your Clearasil in the studio.
Anything for chicken fricassee?
I don't care what you say.
All of her recipes bomb out anyway. So there we go. That's another visit.
Arthur, get your... Get your hand out of mine. It's an Al Newberg lobster.
Well, that takes care of our recipe for this evening. That may take care of the whole show. We'll be back again next week when once again we join Betty Crockett in her kitchen. Watch your foot, Steve, at the door.
Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, right here on the Joy Boy program. They're still upstairs at it again. Thank you, Phil. Anyway, you keep your dial set because we'll say goodbye to Steve and thank him for being on our show. As you know, these are all reruns, The Worst of Will and Ed, or Ed and Will, which are we prefer. And these are all bits that we've done over the past years, and they're really turning into treasure chest performances. I've got to go up and see what they're doing upstairs before they blow the tubes out of the transmitter. Let me see if I can. This is your WRC roving reporter, Herb Dressing, speaking to you from the very fine Fan the Bill restaurant in downtown Washington, one of the most elite and exclusive restaurants in town. And our janitor microphone is down here to speak to one of the exciting and well-known world-famous salad chefs here at the Fan the Bill restaurant. And you are Chef Gaston Gastronomy, is that correct?
That is correct, sir, yes. Gaston Gastronomy.
And Gaston, may I call you?
Yes, you may do that.
Gaston, could you give us a little bit of your background? How long have you been here at the Fan the Bill restaurant?
Well, let me see. I've been here about, I'd say, 7 or 8.
Years?
No, days. I just left the White Tower last week, and my references have not yet caught up with me.
I see.
And I am originally from the old country.
Oh, from the old country in Europe?
Yes, I'm from Salisbury.
Where, Salisbury? You mean in England?
No, on the Eastern Shore, the land of pleasant living on the Chesapeake Bay. While I'm about the...
Knock it off.
Oh, yeah.
There's no sustaining show. Would you tell us a little bit about this restaurant, Fan the Bill?
Well, you know why we got our name, Fan the Bill, don't you?
No, I don't think so.
Well, when you receive the bill, you fan yourself with it because it just about makes you pass out. It's really one of those things.
Grandiose.
But we have an art in our kitchen here. We have 3 chefs who are in charge of salads.
Well, what is the difference between your salad and any other old salad?
And well, because our salads are tossed, monsieur.
Do you have a specialty in tossed salad?
Yes. As long as you're here, come back into the kitchen. I will show you
walk back
that's
here.
What I mean.
Pardon me, madam.
We literally tossed our salads here. Now then, you'll see we have the 3 chefs standing around the kitchen.
Manny, Mo, and
Pierre.
I see.
Now then, they are just about ready to begin tossing the salads for the evening meal. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Oui.
All right, at the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. There you are. Good shot there, Pierre. That's right, Manny. Now, you'll notice they are tossing the salads back and forth, and it shakes them around a little bit, giving them the proper flavor, which means to have the finest...
Gaston, what happened there?
Well, I guess my face is red, isn't it?
Your face really is red.
Yes, I spilled French dressing all over it, and so did the customers in the first three tables over there. I'm awfully sorry. I guess I better go back to slinging hamburgers.
I think the manager is coming over to toss you and your salad bowl right out of here.
I best be leaving.
That's our girlfriend, Edie Gourmet, and her boyfriend, Steve Lawrence, and their little son, David, on drums. And that's called Harmony from their nice album. Well, good people, that just about does it. We have time to say goodbye to Steve Lawrence. Eddie and I are going to both say goodbye to him because this was a couple of months ago when we said goodbye, actually. Meanwhile, we want to announce the fact that if you have a National Guard that you'd like to bring over here sometime and use our NBC TV studios, we'd love to have you upstairs. Now let's say goodbye. Goodbye. Well, that just about takes care of us as far as this day is concerned. I want to thank Ed Walker for appearing through the courtesy of Mrs. Walker.
And I'd like to thank Steve Lawrence for appearing through the courtesy of the Army. I guess that's right, huh?
Thank you, Will and Ned. Nice to see you both.
What's the baby's name, the little one's name?
David.
David Lawrence.
Yeah.
He writes a column for Newsweek. He's got a farm up in Pennsylvania.
He's pretty good for a job.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, he
is. Well, listen, he's got a big name.
Say hello to Edie. And,
I will.
Right now, say hello to Edie.
Okay.
Say hello, Edie.
Hello, Edie.
Okay.
Okay, that just about does it.
What am I going to eat?
You didn't read that in the small print. Come on in the cafeteria. We have some WTOP stew upstairs. Put you right underneath the hospital.
Okay.
Oh, see you later.
All right, good.
Bye.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
And so, gentle hearts, they put us all away for another day. Thank you very much for listening. Ed Walker's still on vacation. This Willard's got running reruns in my mouth. Bobby Shenton over there. Little old Arthur Page.
Big nothing.
And, of course, K.B. Williams.
Thank you, baby. Yeah.
John Hickman picked the music. Go get him. I think we're on the air.
We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Because of a technical mistake, the soundtrack of the Late Late Show will be heard tonight on the NBC Radio Network.